Blog Talk Radio.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly trust in Jesus' name. Christ the I rest on His unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil.
Internet world, welcome to The Cross and the Desert, speaking hope and freedom to Iran. I'm your host, Randy L. Noble, and I want to thank you once again for taking time out of your busy life and schedule to join me on the broadcast today. I want to talk about a book that my dear Iranian friend Manoush Bakhtiari and myself wrote just a few months ago together. What an amazing project this was. The name of the book is Dear God, Please Bring Freedom to Iran. It's the story of the quest and the struggle for freedom from all Iranians who suffer under the dictatorship government of the Islamic Republic of Iran. There are several stories in this book about gifted artists like Mehdi Rajabian, who are held hostage by the Iranian government, forbidding him to take his talent outside of Iran and practice his music because it doesn't conform to their standards. It's the story of Nazreen Satouda, who is now sentenced to more than 38 years and more than 141 public lashings for simply standing up for women's right to not wear their hijab in Iran. It is the story of the fight of freedom from all of these people we talk about in this beautiful little book. God has truly blessed my dear friend Manoush, who was the co-author of this book with me. She has had more than five interviews, one of them on Voice of America, the Farsi edition of VOA, and K-On! London, and they have discussed the issues in this book about political prisoners, about Christians that are forbidden to practice their faith openly in Iran without severe persecution. She's had interviews talking about refugees. Manoush herself is a refugee awaiting a decision from the immigration board whether or not she'll be allowed to stay in freedom in Sweden as a permanent citizen. So God has truly blessed this book. Dear God, please bring freedom to Iran. That is the topic for the program this morning. I want to read to you the introduction to this book to give you an idea of just exactly what this little book is all about. In the movie Braveheart, there is an incredibly emotional execution scene where William Wallace, the famous Scottish freedom fighter, played by Mel Gibson, is being tortured before a crowd of onlookers. The executioner taunts and begs Wallace to, quote, submit to the King of England and beg for mercy. Tired and exasperated, Wallace gazes up at the executioner and adamantly refuses and instead gives a death cry toward the audience yelling, freedom, freedom. Freedom is at the core of who we are as human beings. We fight, we struggle, we speak out for the right to be free. Another famous person of history, Patrick Henry, a statesman and a promoter of the American Revolution, proclaimed, give me liberty or give me death. That's how important this seven-letter word is to our existence. Now, also, this seven-letter word is also very important to my dear Iranian friend, Manoush Bakhtiari. Manoush left Iran in 2017 in search of freedom after growing up in an oppressive society that treats women like second-class citizens. She had witnessed the devastating results of a dictatorship government that rules your life from the cradle to the grave. Absolute obedience to the Islamic regime was required for anyone who chose to remain and live in a society where freedom was reinterpreted to mean, quote, loyalty to whatever the supreme leader says. Under Sharia law, there is no freedom of choice, only conformity to the dictates and commands of an ancient Arabic code of living that does your thinking for yourself. So, unable to cope with the harsh requirements of living under the iron fist of a dictator, Manoush chose not to remain, but instead she fled her homeland, leaving behind her family. This is one of the most agonizing decisions for the average Iranian, the decision to flee and become a refugee. Most Iranians feel like they have betrayed their friend, families, and their homeland by escaping instead of staying behind to fight for freedom. Manoush made that difficult choice in 2017 and decided to fight for freedom abroad in a country that would not imprison her for speaking her mind or writing articles critical of the government. She chose Sweden, a safe haven where many Iranians have fled for hope and freedom. Manoush is a passionate human rights activist with a message to the world, bringing awareness to the hopeless situation of her people suffering under a dictatorship government. This little book I'm holding in my hands, Dear God, Please Bring Freedom to Iran, is a desperate cry, an agonizing prayer to God to bring freedom to the Iranian people who have shed their blood for 40 years in a never-ending struggle for democracy. One of the first articles in this book is the story of Manoush and her life in Iran before she came to Sweden, her finding true hope and freedom in Jesus as she becomes a Christian living in Sweden. Also, another very important article in this book is the article about President Trump, who is a voice of hope and freedom for the Iranian people. I want you to hear what Trump tweeted back in January of 2018 when the Iranians were uprising in masses over 70 cities in Iran. He said, quote, such respect for the people of Iran as they try to take back their corrupt government. You will see great support from the United States at the appropriate time. Also, former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, in a speech said, quote, the people of Iran are crying out for freedom. We must not be silent. All freedom-loving people must stand with their cause. Right in the front of this book, I have a quote from one of my favorite Psalms that has become a daily prayer from me to God for my Iranian friends. And the quote is from Psalm 72, verses 12 through 14. It promises this. He will rescue the poor when they cry to him. He will help the oppressed who has no one to defend them. He feels pity for the weak and needy, and he will rescue them. He will redeem them from oppression and violence, for their lives are precious to him. I want to tell you that a good friend of mine, Mania Mashoudi, and she's an amazing Iranian lady. She had an opportunity to speak to her Sunday school class in Scotland about her story in this book that I wrote for her. It was her story of living in Iran, belonging to a house church, and then fleeing from Iran and coming to Scotland for freedom. And I wrote her short story. She had an opportunity to tell her story to her Sunday school class, hold up a copy of this book, and do you know what? Almost every person in her Sunday school class purchased this book online. And I was just so thankful to her that she was able to reach out to her friends in her Sunday school class and make them aware of the deep, dark struggle for freedom of Iranians. And thank you again, Mania Mashoudi, for talking to them. The theme of this book, of course, is freedom. It's a prayer. Dear God, please bring freedom to Iran. It's the heart of what I do. It is the reason I'm on this broadcast every Monday, to pray for my Iranian friends, to be a voice for their freedom. But what I want to talk to you today about is the most important aspect of this little seven-letter word, freedom. What is true freedom? We all want freedom. Political freedom, intellectual freedom, moral freedom. We want freedom from prejudice, freedom from ignorance, freedom from poverty, freedom of religion. And now what's going on in our country is this utter freedom for total control over their bodies by women who kill their babies in the name of it's my right, it's my body, it's my freedom. But is that what freedom is? Let me take you to what the Bible talks about when it talks about freedom. Jesus, in John chapter 8, verses 30 through 36, is confronting some very religious people about freedom. So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed him, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." This particular phrase has been quoted hundreds, thousands of times. Jesus says, "You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Well, that's absolutely correct. But let's remember to quote what Jesus says about true freedom in context. When Jesus said this, they answered him, "We are offspring of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free?" It's important that we understand the reply of the religious people of Jesus' day. God had carved out of a nation of people the Jewish people. He had raised up patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to lead them, to guide them. He had freed them from bondage to Pharaoh in Egypt. And they said, "Wait a minute. We belong to the family of Abraham. God, you have freed us from slavery in Egypt. We've never been enslaved to anyone, really. How is it that you say you will become free?" They thought, because of their religious heritage of the great patriarch Abraham, that they were free. They've never been in bondage. "We are your children, God. How can you say you will become free?" And Jesus is very clear about the freedom that he is offering them. He says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who practices sin is a slave to to sin. Jesus is saying, don't you understand? You may not understand it, but I'm showing you, I'm proclaiming to you, I'm explaining to you, you are unaware that you are a slave to sin. You are ignorant of the fact that the freedom that I'm offering to you is not just some physical religious freedom. It goes much deeper, children of Abraham. It goes to your slavery to sin. You are a slave to sin. Jesus go on to say, the slave does not remain in the house forever. The son remains forever. So if the son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Jesus is saying, I have come to take you out of your slavery to sin so that you go from being just a slave to becoming a son. Jesus is promising spiritual freedom to these Jewish people who didn't believe they were enslaved to anything or anyone. And he was pointing out that there is something you don't understand. There is something that you have not understood. I am not talking about your rights before God as a nation of people, a Hebrew nation, a religious nation. I am talking about something much deeper. You have a slavery to sin. The power of sin has enslaved your thinking, your decision making, your religious worship. Everything about you means that you are held captive by the power of sin. I have come to bring you life. I have come to bring you freedom from the power of sin. You see, that is the dangerous deception. I say this often to my Iranian friends. I am your voice for human rights. I will argue, I will stand up, I will speak out for your human rights. But then there is a freedom that is even more important than human rights. It is not just a freedom from physical circumstances, it is a freedom from the power of sin. And I want you to understand just how important this freedom is that Jesus is talking about. And so I want to take just a few minutes and I want to play this powerful song by Wayne Watson called Freedom. And then I'm going to come back and discuss it with you.
What will you do?
What a powerful song. What a powerful truth that Wayne Watson is singing in this song, Freedom. I remember this was written just around the time that the Berlin Wall fell, and the East and the West could finally come together, and there was religious freedom for the first time in the Soviet Union, now Russia, in 1991. The fall of the Berlin Wall was a great, great, powerful declaration of God's providence. But listen carefully to what Wayne Watson is singing in that song. Freedom without Jesus is just another wall. It is possible to have physical freedom. It is possible for the walls to come crumbling down. It is possible for a people to walk away from the chains of a dictatorship government. But what Wayne is saying in the song, and it is absolutely true to what I'm saying today, give the people Jesus or they have nothing at all. Freedom without Jesus is just another wall. This is what Jesus is saying to these religious people in John chapter 8. Yes, you are a Hebrew nation. I too am a Jew. We are called out by God. But the freedom that I'm talking about is a freedom that you need so desperately that I've come to bring, being your sinless substitute who will one day die on the cross, and you'll understand then that you are not free until the Son breaks the power of sin in your life. And then who the Son sets free will be free indeed. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. That deceptive, dark power of sin. We brag about our religious heritage. We brag about our good works, the good things that we do. And we're unaware of a power in our hearts that captivates our thinking every day. And Jesus is saying, you must experience this type of freedom to be truly free. I have come to give you life. And life more abundantly. I have come to break the power of sin over your life. And so Jesus is saying to you today, I've come to bring you freedom, not just a physical freedom, as good as that is, not just a freedom of human rights, not just breaking the chains of a dictatorship government, but I have come to set you free from the slavery of sin that rules your heart and mind. And Jesus has come to give us freedom. What will be your answer? Will you say like the religious leaders, I've never been in bondage to anyone. What do you mean I need to be free, Jesus? Just take away this insane government that's enslaving me. That's what I need, Jesus. Okay, I can do that. But you have a problem that goes far deeper. Far deeper. Freedom without Jesus is just another wall. Those words are so important for you to understand. Jesus says, if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. If I'm talking to you this morning, don't run away in anger and fear. Run to the Son. He will set you free. Jesus can come into your heart and mind and cleanse you from all of your guilt and sin. All of us have broken God's holy law. All of us are sinners by nature. All of us are slaves to sin. But when we cry out to Jesus, he breaks the power of sin over our heart and mind and gives us true freedom. And so this morning, if I'm speaking to your heart, just simply cry out to Jesus. And he promises that you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free forever. I want to say God bless you to you and all of my dear Iranian friends. If you want to read our book, Dear God, Please Bring Freedom to Iran, that Manoush and I wrote, just go to Amazon.com and you can get it on paperback or in Kindle. Dear God, please bring freedom to Iran. Have yourself an incredibly good week, and I will see you next Monday on the Cross in the Desert.
Afraid to cross that line, breathe the fresh air.